A Metro health concern after a bus driver was diagnosed with viral meningitis. Metro's taken the bus out of service. It's being thoroughly sanitized. The driver's last shift was Friday morning, Route 52 and Route 54 along the 14th Street line passing through L'Enfant Plaza. As a precaution, Metro says it'll also disinfect more than 160 other buses tonight. The CDC says viral meningitis is generally less severe and goes away without specific treatment. And of course, we'll let you know about what other stops that bus made at WTOP.com.
And joining us to talk more about this, Dr. James Rosenthal, emergency physician at Washington Adventist Hospital. Dr. Rosenthal, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You know, a lot of people hear the word meningitis and they get scared. Give us the difference between viral meningitis and bacterial meningitis.
Well, they have symptoms in common, which is fever, stiff neck, headache, you know, the light hurts your eyes, and nausea and vomiting in some patients. But the big difference is that viral meningitis is generally a self-limited illness, and it cures itself with supportive care, whereas bacterial meningitis is a good deal more serious and requires treatment with antibiotics in the hospital.
If people think they've come in contact with this particular driver or was on one of the buses, what kind of precautions should they take?
Well, basically, they should watch themselves for symptoms. If they feel well, they don't need to seek medical care unless they begin to develop symptoms. And then they should either see their physician or they should be seen in the emergency room.
Now, Metro says that it will disinfect all of its buses, or at least a large number of buses in its fleet, after hearing this diagnosis of viral meningitis in this driver. Does this sound like the right course of action by Metro in this case?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think Metro is doing the prudent and careful thing by taking the bus out of service and disinfecting not only that bus, but the other ones in their fleet. I think that that's a good thing for them to do.
All right, any final advice for folks?
Yeah, the chance of you getting sick from viral meningitis if you've been exposed is pretty remote. It's not a terribly contagious disease. And according to the quick research I did before we spoke, the infectivity of it, or the chance of you actually getting ill if you've been exposed, is probably somewhere on the order of 1 in 500 or 1 in 1,000. So even if you have definitely been exposed to, a sick patient with viral meningitis, coughing or something like that, the chance of you actually getting the disease is pretty slim. It's not zero, though. So if you begin to develop symptoms, you definitely ought to be seen either by your doctor or by an emergency room.
Well, Dr. Rosenthal, we thank you so much for helping us learn more about this and calmly explaining what we're dealing with here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Dr. James Rosenthal, emergency physician at Washington Adventist Hospital.